There are three primary places in Scripture where we see miracles. For instance, Abraham did not operate in miracles. He was not a miracle worker. Jacob wasn't a miracle worker. Moses was, and Moses was an author of Scripture. And then miracles pretty much go quiet again until another group of people arise, and that is the school of the prophets. And it was the prophets who were responsible for putting together the rest of the Old Testament. And then things are quiet again, and then it's Jesus and the apostles who operate in the miraculous. And it's important that these signs followed them, because those signs made it clear that God himself was the one who was speaking to them and through them, and that what they ended up writing was Scripture itself. Here we are literally on the eve of the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. And it's important to note that Rome put out a challenge to the Lutherans. What miracles can you Lutherans point to substantiate this gospel that you're proclaiming? And Luther and the Lutheran reformers were quite wise in pointing to the fact that the miracles that substantiate the gospel that we believe, teach, and confess are not found in any miraculous workings by Martin Luther, but instead the miracles performed by the apostles in Jesus Christ. And so, as boring as that sounds for so many people today in the 21st century, that's an actual vital thing, because if you're looking in the wrong place for miracles that substantiate things, you might be tricked by kind of parlor tricks or tall tales and stories, forced into focusing on a history that has nothing to do with the biblical history.